Now what questions do you have?
It's not that, it's pay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey!
When you're ready, you're seeing the structure of the room. When you're restless, you're stressed, but when thoughts follow up, you're stuck with mind guessing. And my questions are, because this is the problem with practicing, getting carried away with thoughts, how does one look at mind guessing? And what does it look like? And what, when you're reminiscing, then what is the root and how do you cut through it?
So the first question is, when you have thoughts, then how do you look at mind's essence when you're distracted?
Yes.
And the second question is, when you're reminiscing, what is the root and how do you... Oh yeah, what does mind's essence look like?
Yeah.
And, okay.
Right. The second question is, how do you cut through the root and what is the root that you cut through?
Dhamma Sanjigi.
Why?
Gorla. Sem Chirol Yengna Namdom Mabok Yena Ngola Tago Gido. Yineyang De... Nyokta dekarare karasana namto mambo yana dene ngola tawe drenba de kegimendo karasana namto la yengido yengwa yongido dene namto la namto mambo yana kande drengo gido drenbe tap karasana
namto ngon mambo jina namto ngon jibbe
As soon as you have awareness that you're thinking, look straight at the essence of that thought. And in its vividness and clarity, all thoughts are liberated the moment they arise. Because by the time you're aware of having been thinking, the thoughts themselves are gone. They're over. So what you look at directly is the essence of the awareness of the thought, the essence of the thought that is recognizing your thinking. You look directly at it and you let go and relax.
Yeah.
And the essence itself is beyond conceptual fabrication. According to the autonomy school, it is explained to be a non-affirming negation. Emptiness, mere emptiness like space. According to the consequent school, it is beyond conceptual fabrication.
Ah. So don't love you.
Know that it's like that. And what was your third question? The.
Nitsasu.
Nitsasu.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Thank you. Drenba mambo kiepe kapsu tsawa chegu gidos. Tsawa koran karde.
Tsawa te drenba. Kiepe kapsu. Mwon kiepe. Mwon la tako. Mwon kiepe mwon la tako.
Look at the essence of the thought that recognizes you've been thinking.
Mon shippo mo te yang to drive.
the essence of that recognition is also beyond fabrication. That's the way to cut through the root according to the middle turning of the wheel.
Yeah.
In the third turning, it's a little different.
Then
Trasong.
Trasong. Pa kareyo.
Now what do you got?
Mom. Yeah.
This is about the
ATM. Yes, that's the same thing. How does this happen? How does this happen? Rangshin tombare. Tombani yang tombani re. Dene de cheta tang kepa karre.
Ngo tongba ni tongba ni de to ni yeba rawa. Yeba tongba ni de ne lo la tongzen shokwa. Tongzen shoku shokwa jang tabi. Ne lo la tongba wo sanbe tongzen shokwa.
The emptiness of emptiness is taught to as a remedy for clinging to emptiness as being clinging to emptiness. And the emptiness of the true nature is taught to as a remedy for clinging to emptiness as being the true nature of reality. And if you ask what's the difference between the 18 emptinesses and nihilism, the difference is that the 18 emptinesses are the remedy for nihilism. Because, for example, if you just think everything's empty, that can be a nihilistic tendency. But then if you meditate on the emptiness of emptiness, then that's the remedy for that. And the 12th emptiness helps free you from a nihilistic view with regard to the true nature of reality. You might think the true nature is emptiness, is nothingness. And in order to reverse that, we're taught the emptiness of the true nature. Even that true nature which is nothingness doesn't exist. So that's how it works.
Then? Yeah.
The symbolism of what in particular?
Well, like a toothbrush.
Sure. Because Milarepa's cutting his body off. The Milarepa ki dampa sanje la tsok pulwe kapso. Dene rangi goche son lepa pull son dene de chugi nyamlen davore de chugi nyamlen rebe dunda kandede
chugi nyamlen mare de dene nanje de chong tengen de je chong cho tengen de je chong kor tengen de je chong kor zhenzhu je chong kor.
It's not true practice. Know that it is a Gana Chakra enjoyed through the power of Samadhi, enjoyed through the power of the yogi's ability to perform miraculous feats. So it's a miraculous samadhi, miraculous Ganon chakra. It's in accord with a true Ganon chakra, but it's greater than a true Ganon chakra.
Yeah.
It's better. Know that it's like that.
The songs of Nirepa, the gurus, the teacher, is often mentioned as an essential part. Can Rinpoche tell something about the essentialness of the teacher?
I'm not sure are you asking why is the teacher important?
Well, I'm kind of wanting to hear about whether, I'm presuming it is a very important thing, but I wanted to hear exactly what is the, I cannot have my
presumption. So I would like to hear from Rinpoche exactly what is something that without that can't, the practice can't be done,
and why.
Milarepa Gurnang Lama Galchembo Yimba Mambo Sungido. Yeah. Then Lama Metu Merungwe Gimpin Kale.
Lama made them roba. Consup the lama mina wrong, tandan the lama minam.
If you don't have the relative lama, then that's okay. But if you don't have the ultimate lama, then you can't get anywhere.
Consup zok the lama de. Namdo Nayur Yimbe says, then they may down one. Kunsum Trupa Lama Te, Tokpa Nayur Yimbe says, then they may down one. Tandan Chuku Lama Te, Pandan Chuku Lama Te Sab Ratong Chemdan Yer Major Tene Major Mina Tene Mina Tene Mina Murongo Tene Mina Murongo. Mina Ransam, Mina, Voicer Pamanda. Mina Retom Pamanda.
Kunzob Zuki Lama de Tompe
Tokpanai
Tokpe Tope Nangyo Yinpe Chir Deni Mena. Dundam Chuku Lama De Rigtong Samtang Yermechir Deni Mena Merungo Mena Rigtong Pangwargyur. Physical lama is an object that appears to concepts. Therefore, it is, if it is not present, that's fine. If it dissolves, that's fine. The ultimate Lama, the Dharmakaya, is awareness emptiness inseparable from mind. Therefore, it is impossible to be without it. If it did not exist, awareness emptiness would be abandoned. Milarepa also sang, the Lama is like a dream. To Dharpa Rinpoche, Milarepa saying the Lama is like a dream. So this is the same. That's talking about the form Lama, the physical Lama. The one about if it does not exist, awareness emptiness is abandoned. Lama la mugu kepa la tene dajin nyungru tangwe tap rebe.
Lama la
mugu kena kepa te dajin nyungru tangwe tap rebe.
Mugu kena?
Rela.
Dajin kade.
Dajin nyungru tangwe tap rebe. No, it's a method of increasing clinging to self. No, I'm just kidding. That's a method for realizing the true nature of mind. Increasing devotion. As Milarepa sings in a song called The Eight Wonderful Forms of Happiness, a guru truly reliable, belonging to a lineage, this is the guide on the path for dispelling the darkness of ignorance. This is the guide on the path for dispelling the darkness of ignorance. Is there anyone here who is able to keep to this path and follow it through? The one who relies on a guru who is Buddha in person is happy.
Awesome.
The mind's own recognition of itself is emaho. This verse makes it very clear that the relying on a lama is the method for realizing the true nature of mind. So we should sing it. I'll sing it once, then we can sing it together. A guru truly reliable, belonging to a lineage. This is the guide on the path of dispelling the darkness of ignorance. Is there anyone here who is able to keep to this path and follow it through? The one who relies on a guru who is Buddha in person is happy. The mind's own recognition of itself is emaho. A guru truly reliable, belonging to a lineage. This is the guide on the path of dispelling the darkness of ignorance. Is there anyone here who is able to keep to this path and follow it through? The one who relies on a guru who is Buddha in person is happy. The mind's own recognition of itself is emaho.
Lama mare momba sewe langwene, mare pe momba mena dene sengi tenge mele po.
The Lama is the guide for dispelling the darkness of ignorance. And if the darkness of ignorance is dispelled, then you can recognize the true nature of mind.
Yeah.
Could you please open that, open the flap? You don't have to be afraid of little bugs. They're very small. If it's a big tiger or a lion, then we have something to be afraid of. And if you give your flesh to the bugs to eat, then in the future you'll have lots of students. Next question.
When to?
At the end of the salt, Minareta in All appearance of emptiness, the Dharmakaya Buddha. hear the lecture about also long text this phenomena have never come into existence. There's nothing on this to meditate. Unless it is pointed out, meditation remains and then
what's the question?
The question is, could Rupa Chakra point out what not temple means by this phenomena has never come into it. There's nothing on it. Unless it is pointed out that it remains
Dine Milarepa Gi Rechumpa La Nang Si Tam Te Chukure Sung Sung Dine Long Chempa Gi An Den Dabo Sung Sung Tantra Nying Tika Dine Long Chempa Gi An Gong Chur Tam Che Duma Ne Madrupa Matona Dine Gom Yonggi Mare Gom Nijin Gingang la Sadro get it. Okay, now, so what's the question about that quote again? I translated that part, but I didn't remember exactly what the question was.
This phenomenon has never come into existence. Unless this is pointed out, meditation remains in the realm of the question is to reach and point out what he means, what. Can you point out or elaborate on that statement and why it's so important? Why it's so important?
Chutam che dumane madrupa ngotru ma ngomachena dene gom de nidzengingandu ladrogere.
Ore.
Dene de chutam che dumane madrupa ngotru narona. Dang de ga chenpo yinpe gyumsen karare sungrana.
Dhamma ne matrabar mato na dine chula denzin yungo. Denzin yona dine nyinzin yungo. Nyinzin yona ne loko. Dine ngoto de tanda kolo parpa, kolo parpe tanda de o.
The reason why it's important is that if you if you don't recognize that phenomena have never truly existed, then you have clinging to true existence. And if you have clinging to true existence, then you have clinging to duality. And if you have clinging to duality, you can't recognize the true nature of reality. So then, the question is how to recognize that phenomena don't have never truly existed. And the answer to that is you can get the pointing out for that from the Prajnaparamita Sutras, from the set of verses about how there's no bondage and no liberation, from the verses in the sections on complete purity and the verses on perfect purity. And there's no, you can make that as vast or as concise as you want, but there's no better pointing out than that.
Mm-hmm. 땐 콜로 발바닥 뜯은 거고 쟤는 땐 나쁠 바닥 가봤으면 동안이야 동안에서는
The way that Milarepa gave the pointing out of this was when he sang, when you look at your mind, you don't see anything. When you don't see anything, let go and relax. And that's a pointing out that's in harmony with the middle turning of the wheel of Dharma. When you look at your mind, you can't find it. You don't see anything. And so within its true nature, which is not to see anything, then just let go and relax. The way that Gotsampa said it was, that he sang it was,
My Fernando Lord,
within non-existence. Let go and relax. Clear, spacious, free of fixation, relax.
Then
that's how it is.
Inaya, Tanjojolo, Lapeba Tanjin Kigremado, the name, Tura Kilima.
From the perspective of the consequent school, although all that happens is all the fabrications dissolve. They don't even assert that reality is the freedom from conceptual fabrications. If you look at the songs, and if you look at these songs of the Siddhas, you see they're in harmony with the middle turning of the wheel. It's like that.
Yeah.
Rangsam. Desar Kyolwa.
Rāsīn Desar Kyolwa.
Rāla.
Yeah.
Degi Dunda Kyolwa.
Rāsīn Desar Kyolwa Sikyate. Sinti Namdo Re, Namdo Desar Kyolwa. Sinti Nelo Vaisar Ngondu Kyolwa Tokye. Dene Namdo Desar Kyolwa. Namdo Rāndur Dusay Pala. Namdo Desar Kyolwa. And
You could also translate this line to say, when your mind's confusion perfectly dissolves. And Buddhahood is defined, because Buddhahood is defined as the exhaustion of confusion on the one hand. It has like the sort of abandonment and realization. So what you realize is, according to the second turning of the Wheel of Dharma, you would say you realize perfectly essential reality that is beyond concept. And when you do that perfectly, then all confusion, all relative confusion, together with the most subtle imprints of that confusion in the mind are gone, are exhausted. And when that happens, then you attain enlightenment. And the way you would say it according to the third turning is that you realize, you actualize, you manifest, you realize the luminous clarity that is the true nature of mind, the Buddha nature, original wisdom. And when you do that perfectly, then all of your confusion dissolves. All of your, the way of putting that from a perspective of what you're abandoning, I mean, it's really the same, but you're saying that all of your confusion, together with the tiniest, most subtle imprints of that confused conceptual mind, are gone. That's enlightenment. The way that Nagarjuna describes it in his commentary on the third turning of the Wheel of Dharma, which is called the Praise of Dharmadhatu, is he uses the example of a candle for the Buddha nature and a clay vase for concepts. So when you're still an ordinary sentient being, then the vase is whole. And there's just, the candle's in there, but you can't see it. But then when you get to the first noble bodhisattva ground, is when you poke a hole in that vase, so that some light starts to shine through. And then you just keep poking more holes in it, till you get more light, until when the vase is totally gone, that's like enlightenment. Right? There's just not even the subtlest trace of concepts remains. Thoughts are the, in all, any obscuration, whatever it might be, are all native mind's own energy. And so there's really nothing to get rid of. They're like, they're self-arisen and self-liberated, like the waves of in an ocean. And that's not highlighted by this example because it sounds like there's something that's being removed when there really there isn't. When you realize the true nature of mind, then Nelutona dinin namto kega. Then thoughts, when you realize the true nature of mind, then thoughts are self-arisen and self-liberated. There's no clinging to anything as being truly existent, so there's no obscuration. There's nothing covering anything. And so the best example actually is the example of the ocean and the waves. How thoughts are recognized to be just the energy of the true nature of mind. In his song that he sang to Raichumpa called The Ten Things It's Like, then Milarepa sang bright appearance, bright emptiness, and wisdom bright are like the blazing sun when it's shining in a cloud-free sky. When you have realization, everything is luminosity. Appearance is luminosity. Emptiness is luminosity. Wisdom is luminosity. It's like the sunlight shining in space. That's a better example.
And then Nabo is out of it. Nabo is out of it. Nabo is out of it. That's a bit.
What about the darkness? Is that luminosity too? Yes, it is, because you see it clearly. If you look at a painting and you see, you can identify black in the painting, no problem. All colors are luminous. Emptiness is also luminous. Wisdom is also luminous. This is an explanation bringing the third turning's teachings up, connecting them with Ma Mudra and Dzogchen. That's better. The explanation that all phenomena, Ma Mudra's explanation that all phenomena are luminosity's own energy and play, is in harmony with the third turning of the wheel. Like that.
Nasa dong sa yi shi sa sa wa sum dang zhu za na zhi me kala ni sha zha zhi me kala ni sha zha.
We should sing this verse. If you'd like to write it down. Bright appearance, bright emptiness, and wisdom bright. Are like the blazing sun when it's shining in a cloud-free sky.
Yes, yes, sir. Sawasum dandro sana, dime kala nisha,
Kine kala ni shanto.
And the song goes like this. Bright appearance, bright emptiness, and wisdom bright. Ah, like the blazing sun when it's shining in a cloud-free sky. Does that ever happen in Britain? Bright appearance, bright emptiness, and wisdom bright. Ah, like the blazing sun when it's shining in a cloud-free sky. Bright appearance, bright emptiness, and wisdom bright. Ah, like the blazing sun when it's shining in a cloud-free sky.
Oh,
that's how it
is.
If you explain the meaning of the middle turning and the final turning together like this, then things become clear. Now what do you got? Kolobarpe gomba nangtong yerme de Deshek Ningbogi Yunten Hakoe Nunla Nangtong Yerme Hako Goviduge Deshe Ningbogi Yunten Tang Ningjegi Yunten De Hamakogi Nunla Nangtong Yerme Hako Goviduge
Re Gondon Jetavan Tato Zendon Dake Pekarto Tene Tanjurman.
If you're explaining that the most profound description of meditation is given by the great middle way Shentong, then it's necessary, as you say, that that it be preceded by the consequence school of the explaining the second turning of the wheel. When you're explaining things from the perspective of what's the most profound from the perspective of listening and reflecting, which is the consequence school, then you can talk about the Buddha nature, it's fine. You just recognize the Buddha nature is also beyond conceptual fabrication. So there's no problem. Its essence is also beyond concept. And for this reason, both Rangtong and Shentong are considered to be the ultimate view. And the way that they are posited in that way is that the ultimate view from the perspective of listening and reflecting is the consequence school, and the ultimate view from the perspective of describing meditative experience is from the perspective of Shentong.
Sarabhatan Pongbayame Dikyong.
And when you explain that the true nature of mind is luminosity and emptiness undifferentiable, then they're both included, because you need the emptiness from the middle turning and the luminosity from the final turning. Like that.
Then?
As Milarepa sings in the Eight Kinds of Mastery, not separating appearance and emptiness, this is view as mastered as it can be. So the mastery of view is when you realize appearance and emptiness inseparable. When you realize appearance and emptiness inseparable, you have total mastery of the view. If when you say appearance, then you understand that as a negation of emptiness, and if when you say emptiness, you understand that as a negation of appearance, then you don't have the mastery of view yet. When you understand that appearance is emptiness, and emptiness is appearance, there's no separation, then you have mastery of view. So you need to realize that just as you, the very moment that you perceive shape and color with your eye sense consciousness, that shape and color doesn't truly exist. Its nature is emptiness. When you know that, then you have mastery of the view. So this is talking about view with regard to things that appear to the sense consciousnesses. Mind doesn't appear to the sense consciousnesses. So it's described as clarity emptiness, luminosity emptiness. That's how it is. Not separating appearance and emptiness. This is view as mastered as it can be. Not seeing dreams and day as differing. This is as meditation as it can be. Not...
Hakomasan.
Do they have this song in the book?
Not sure.
The Eight Kinds of Mastery. Eight Kinds of Mastery.
Eight Kinds of Mastery.
Mastery.
Mastery. 생혜성 인교제.
Not separating appearance and emptiness. This is view as mastered as it can be. Not seeing dreams and day as differing. This is as meditation as it can be. Not sand emptiness seen as differing. This is conduct as mastered as it can be. Not seeing the here and hereafter as differing. This is a nature as mastered as it can be. Not seeing mind and space as differing. This is as Dharmakaya as it can be. When pleasure and pain are not two different things, this is instruction as mastered as it can be. Not seeing affliction and wisdom as differing, this is as full as realization can be. Not seeing your mind and Buddha as differing, this is as full of fruition as it can be.
농교 제재나니 니몽이 히체니나 똑새 농도 들어봐 똑새 농도 농교 등 걸로 선바든 들어봐 걸로 선바든 때는 살찐데 이렇게 해도 옛날 때선 걸로 밟아다 살찐데 들어봐
In this song, The Eight Kinds of Mastery, when Milarepa sings, not seeing affliction and wisdom as differing, this is as full as realization can be. That's from the perspective of the third turning of the Wheel of Dharma, because it's a teaching about original wisdom. And if it's in connection with the third turning of the Wheel of Dharma, it's definitely connected with Ma Mudra and Dzogchen. The rest of the verses are, by and large, connected with the second turning of the wheel. Not seeing your mind and Buddha as differing, this is as full of fruition as it can be. This is also in harmony with the middle turning of the Wheel of Dharma. For example, when Nagarjuna writes in the Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way about how sentient beings and Buddhas are equality. In the Prajnaparamita Sutras, the Buddha taught of the perfect purity, the complete purity of everything, from form through the omniscient wisdom mind of the Buddha. They're all equally perfectly pure.
Della niso
mete niso sarme sozo mai dame dedo.
We can recite this with desire and omniscience. Thus, desire perfectly pure and omniscience perfectly pure are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not different. That's how it is. Ben?
Then?
Any other questions?
Yeah, then.
Just a little question. The Tongla.
Tongla, Nyalang Tongla.
At the end, Dampa and Jetson have seven stalks. Is it seven
any particular
significance?
Chupa Dun. Chupa Dun. Chupa Dun,
Dela
Dela Dunda Dugir. ते तंबा संजे जे तंबा संजे ट्रुप्तो इंबसे ना चोंगोर गे भी थे दो तंबा चे फो मा इंब को दोइन ट्रुप सांजा मा दोइन जी ते यों रे को दोइन ट्रुप आते को 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 चेक ता थादे लेंदे बा न्यांबा नी चें भी थे दो को दोइन ट्रुप ते यां जिगो में बतों भी थे दो चाहि ते में यो रे ते ने मला रा या रा ते ने रांग चोंगोर रांग जी गे दो यां ता दें दें में यो रे वो ते तमारो चिक तें बे को तमारो चिक तें बे जुम जे रो
ते ने ड्रुक मायें बा तं गे मायें बा दुन यें बे जुम से न्यो रे बे
दें कौन सो दें लगाए
This is the way that Mahasiddhas have Gana Chakra. They, like Dampa Sanjay, first he was demonstrating his ability as a Mahasiddha to show the Dumaroji Grabala. To show that the many have one taste. So to show that the variety of appearances have one taste. And so in order to demonstrate that, he emanated seven emanations of himself and showed that they are all of the nature of equality. And to show that he could do this in a way that was perfectly free from any material substance, they sat on stalks of grass without bending them at all. Then the reason why Danda Dun Yun Dilara
Sancho Gila Dun Danyamba Sancho Gila Dun Danyamba Jay in the Pabayan La Jay Danyamba Tenda Yabute.
And the reason why they emanated seven emanations is because they like the number seven. And they like the number seven because it represents the seven branches of enlightenment. What are called the seven branches, yeah, the seven branches of it. If they emanated eight, it would be the Eightfold Noble Path. Also the seven noble riches. It's in harmony with that number. Dine Purgi Gagala Gupa Kukur. So they did
not realize. Then Tamba Sanjay Songre. Jaga Sanjay Tonga Chungo Korsa Seba Seno, Sache Badam Papa Jim. Bola Sanjay Chungo Kormaso, Sate is a Jagale Mother Seno.
It's as Tamba Sanjay said, the reason why your stocks bend is that you come from Tibet. So, and that indicates that India is special because India is where the Buddha taught the Dharma.
That's right. So Tibet is grateful to India.
Well, India was better than Tibet. If Tibet was grateful, then Milarepa would have known that, right? So that's the reason is that India is special, extraordinary, because that's where the Buddha taught physically.
Yesterday, in answer to the question about the generation effect, Rinpoche made a distinction between whether one recognized a dream or whether one didn't recognize a dream. That one was in a dream or dream. So therefore, and he said that if one recognized on the dreaming, then the purpose of the generation phase is to develop dexterity. I can't remember exactly. Right. So that makes it sound a little bit like the generation phase, and if one recognizes one's dreaming, it's a little bit like a method of lucid dreaming. Would that be correct? And if that's correct, what is the silent practice then? Is that another, how would you describe the silent practice as opposed to the generation in terms of knowing one's dream?
Well, let's like get the example and the actual case a little bit. So it's more, the example is of knowing you're dreaming versus not knowing you're dreaming, in terms of taking an empowerment when you are clinging to the characteristics of it, or gaining certainty in emptiness of the empowerment, and then taking the empowerment but doing the deity practice anyway as training in the dexterity of mind's essential energy. So then the question is, could you help me?
Yeah, I was just interested then, generation faith practice seems to be like a method of lucid dreaming.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Kasang dundam gi wang gi kola sungbe kapsu. Rinpoche gi tambo wang kurtop denbar madrupa dun la ngeshe kiena darung wang shu dene la idam lai kirim tsal jangwe chetu gom chogido de milam ngoshipa davo tsal jangwe nyamlen davo re dene dendabo yena kirim tang milam gi naljor de nenga chikpa davo nenga chikpa davo re
milam te danjo da
kirim rela
de de milam te a milam je nam je te a milam ngo ki bakabre kirim je nam je te a Danda nama, tamal pe nama la dengi jamu tabu. Enga tabu re.
Tene salung ginyamlen kande do.
Ah,
salung.
Salung ginyamle. Salung ginyamle apa kira? Salung ginyamle te, tene dosa ke ne log detong do jamu tabu.
Dream yoga is a practice that you do in order to purify the confusion of the dream state, and you do it in order to help yourself recognize that you're dreaming. And the generation stage practice is a practice you do in order to purify taking daytime appearances to be truly existent. So you meditate on them as being the appearing empty mandala of the deity and the deities themselves. And so if you wanted to say that they come down to the same basic point, then that's okay. You can say like that. That's good. And then I asked Rinpoche, what about Tsalung, or the practices of the channels and winds, and Rinpoche said that Tsalung practice is very good. Said, what about Tsalung practice? He said, Tsalung practice is very good. Tsalung practice is a method for realizing that the essence of desire, and particularly you can think about it as passion, is bliss and emptiness.
Penna terte tomna nomyo gumare tena nomyo gumare tesu tesena talong tiri ne jang tingna tena detong topo nomyo.
An example for it is that if you cut a sesame seed into little pieces, then you won't get any oil out of it. But if you squeeze it right, then you get the oil. That's what Tsalung practice is like. It's called striking the vital points of the Vajra body. And also, just as when you push your eyes, squeeze your eyes, then you can see two moons. So it is that when you bind the vital points of Nadi and Prana and Bindu, the channels and the winds and the essences, then you can see a variety of empty forms. And when you see all these empty forms, that gives you stable certainty that appearances are appearance emptiness. And if you're interested in doing dream yoga practice, you can actually do it using the verses from Prajnaparamita. Just modify them a little bit. Because the way the verses read now is that they say these forms, which are like a dream, are neither bound nor liberated. These feelings, which are like a dream, are neither bound nor liberated. That's the view. But if you want to turn that into dream yoga practice, then you just say, these dream forms are neither bound nor liberated. These dream feelings are neither bound nor liberated. You develop strong conviction that your experience right now is a dream. It is a dream. It's not like a dream. It is a dream. Then it's possible that you'll recognize your dreams. In the Vajrayana, when you do dream yoga practice, you have to meditate on yourself as the yidam, and you visualize these letters in your body, but if you do that, then it's hard to fall asleep. But on the other hand, this is something you can do right when you're just lying down in bed. You say, these dream forms are neither bound nor liberated. These dream feelings are neither bound nor liberated. These dream discriminations are neither bound nor liberated. These dream formations are neither bound nor liberated. These dream consciousnesses are neither bound nor
liberated.
And you fall asleep. So we should do it like this. We should practice. So we start out with a stronger voice, and our voice gets softer and softer as we're falling asleep. These dream forms are neither bound nor liberated. These dream feelings are neither bound nor liberated. These dream discriminations are neither bound nor liberated. These dream formations are neither bound nor liberated. These dream consciousnesses are neither bound nor liberated. Then you fall asleep.
Yeah, boy.
That's good.
Get up your part of the symbol at the end of the
morning. Do dream yoga using the verses from the Prajnaparamita, the transcendent perfection of wisdom.
So,
And you can also use the Prajnaparamita to practice Tummo, to practice Chandali. And the way you do that is to recite, so we can recite together. Desire is perfectly pure. And therefore forms are perfectly pure. Forms are perfectly pure. And therefore desire is perfectly pure. Thus desire perfectly pure and forms perfectly pure are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not different. Desire is perfectly pure, and therefore feelings are perfectly pure. Feelings are perfectly pure, and therefore desire is perfectly pure. Thus desire perfectly pure, and feelings perfectly pure, are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not
dual.
Then you're meditating on the true nature of desire. You would mainly recite the verse with feelings in that context. It's like that. Now sing all these forms. All these forms appear and emptiness, like a rainbow with its shining glow. In the riches of appearance emptiness, just let go and go where no mind goes. Every sound is sound and emptiness, like the sound of an echo's roll. In the of sound and emptiness, just let go and go where no man goes. Every feeling is bliss and emptiness, way beyond what words can show. In the riches of bliss and emptiness, just let go and go where no man goes. All awareness, awareness, emptiness, way beyond what thoughts can know. In the riches of awareness, emptiness, let awareness go, whoa, 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 where no man goes. Let awareness go, oh, where no man goes. May we live long and be free of illness. Enjoy freedom, great resources, and happiness. Next life may we meet in the pure realm. May we always practice Dharma and benefit.
being.